Hello, everybody, and welcome to Professor P's podcast. I'm Natasha Palumbo, aka Professor P. I'm known for evoking the essence of spirituality by bringing the energetic fire, activating the mind, and speaking the truth. I'm so honored that you are here with us today. I thank you for joining. This podcast is focused on entrepreneurship, empowerment, and energetics. You're going to find a wealth of information inside, guest speakers, and the elixir, a dose of energetic power. So let us join in on today's podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Professor P's podcast. I am so excited for you to join me today. I'm bringing you another guest speaker, but before I announce her, I just want to tell you how much I love you and appreciate you. Thank you for all the messages you are always sending my way, how the podcasts and the episodes are really bringing you such joy and knowledge and energy. You know, I'm always about informing you and giving you that empowerment, but most of all, that good, good energy. So thank you so much. I love all of you. Please continue to support. Thank you for sharing out. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sending me messages. But let me jump into another guest speaker. Today, I have an amazing empowered entrepreneur, one of my stars, Reva Jean-Paul, is with us today. And I just thank you so much, Reva, for being with us. Let me introduce her to you all. Reva is a certified holistic health and life coach for women and trauma-informed somatic practitioner. Her approach to trauma recovery is a beautiful blend of spirituality, creativity, and a deep connection with the body, empowering women to find peace after trauma, own their power, and be the woman they want to be. Breath work, somatic experiences, psychedelic integrations are currently her go-to modalities, carefully selected to provide her clients with a transformative journey. As a perpetual learner, Reva's commitment to growth is woven in the fabric of her ongoing education and practice. Currently pursuing her master's in art and therapy counseling, she studies the five pillars of women's health: physical, mental, menstrual, spiritual, and relational well-being. Reva's vision reaches beyond individual transformations. She dreams of a world shaped by healthy, empowered women leading the way, and her work is dedicated to fueling the rise of the feminine and the next woman's revolution. When she's not immersed in her learning or fulfilling her life's purpose, you can find Reva cherishing moments with her husband and two cats. She finds joy in cooking, dancing, singing, and exploring new places, all while nurturing her body, mind, and soul. Thank you so much, Reva, for being here with me. You know how much I love you, as much as you can take it, girlfriend, because you are one of my stars. You are one of my empowered entrepreneurs. You, we've coached, we've consulted, we've cried, we've been at parties that I've thrown. You've won things there. Listen, let me just shout that out. Oh, it's been amazing to watch you grow and evolve as a being, as a woman, as an overcomer. Please welcome into my show and share with my audience a little bit about you, who you are. Tell us.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me, Natasha. It's truly such an honor to be here. And I just want to name that the day that we're recording this episode, it's International Women's Day. And I thought, yes, how fitting for today to be able to share my story and also to reconnect with you. I know it's been some time since we've connected. And
yes,
you know, I feel like my recovery journey really started with the work that we did. I wasn't aware of some of those limiting beliefs and early programs that were really influencing the way I was able to show up and operate, not just in my business, but in my relationships and in my life. So I truly want to thank you for planting that seed for me. It's been such a beautiful unfolding.
Oh, geez. That is so amazing. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for using me. Listen, it has been amazing to watch you unfold. And I was thinking about it being International Women's Day today and how fitting it is to have such a powerhouse of a woman to be on the show today. And it's Women's Month. This is going out in Women's Month. I'm just super tickled about it because this is your wheelhouse, empowering women, getting to the trauma, dealing with your own traumas, your layers layers that you're still pulling off, we continue to pull these suckers off. I was just at therapy yesterday. Thank God for therapy. It's amazing. She was like, "You're soaring." I was like, "Yeah, but you never know when I'll sink." So I'll be back. You know, yeah. I'll be back, sister. Yeah. So tell us more about you. Tell me, because you are in this trauma work, you're not in it just because, you know.
No. And it's funny because I didn't really seek this work out. My work kind of led me to it. My entrepreneurial journey started with my first business, which was my hula hoop business, Resolute Circles Group. Mm-hmm. There's still some videos floating around on YouTube. And that was where I really started working with women. And at the time, I didn't know the deeper meaning. I feel like my soul and my spirit knew, but my brain didn't quite know that it wasn't about just doing hula hoop dance performances. It was really about getting women together and helping women build their confidence and connect with their creativity and start to create and live a life on their terms. So over time, it's just evolved, and I started working in the fitness industry to kind of supplement the work that I was doing with the hula hoop troupe. And during that time, I found myself working a lot, working this hula hoop troupe, working part-time, teaching fitness classes and personal training. And I feel like, you know, from the outside looking in, I was very successful and I had a lot of amazing opportunities and I was doing work that I enjoyed. And at the same time, you know, there was this underlying disconnect that I feel like was kind of woven through everything that I was doing. And the pandemic is what really allowed me to take a step back and to slow down. I really had no choice. Most of us had no choice but to.
Right.
Yeah. And that's when we crossed paths.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I had essentially lost everything. I, you know, made the tough decision to disassemble the hula hoop business just because the arts industry was completely wiped out. And we were all going through so much. Personally, all of the individual women in the troupe were all having their own things that they were wanting to deal with too. And rather than trying to go against what was happening, I saw that it was time to bring that chapter to a close. And so I allowed it to come to a close. And it created space for me to do my own mm-hmm. healing work and to start looking a little bit deeper about why I was working so much and why I was so busy all the time, why I was pushing myself all the time. And, you know, during that time, I talk more openly about it now, but I really struggled with addiction. I used Adderall a lot during that time to keep up with the demanding schedule. And I later realized that it wasn't so much about keeping up with the demanding schedule as much as it was about running away from the pain and trauma that was stored in my body.
Let's just take a deep breath there, because
yeah.
that is exactly it. It is that I was just telling a group last night. I did some live coaching for an organization and I was telling them, because one of them said, you know, how do we know what's good self-care and what's our bad just habit coping mechanism? And I just plainly went there. I was like, substance abuse is not good, no matter where you fight. And there's other ways we have substance abuse too. That is a different type of substance. And we abuse it mm-hmm. to suppress the feeling, to suppress the trauma, to suppress the pain. And when we do that, we don't grow. We stay sick. The wound festers, right? The one thing about a wound, it really needs air. You're not really supposed to cover up a wound. Like, you really allow it to breathe. And that's the same thing with our own trauma wounds, how important it is for us to allow them to breathe and us to feel it. The feeling of it is so important so that we can be free from it and it can come out of our bodies. And we use that. That's a big thing is substance abuse. I had my own personal battle with marijuana that I very publicly share, that I am so grateful I'm not a user like I was. And I was hurting so bad. And I don't judge myself for my using. I don't have any like remorse over it. It was part of my journey. I own it. And I know why I did it. I did it because I was hurting and it was my drug of choice, Period. Somebody else was alcohol. Somebody else was gambling. Somebody else was sex. Somebody else was, right? But for me, that was it. That's what it was. But it didn't make me feel very good. And any of my friends will tell you, oh, she was always trying to tell us she was going to quit while she was studying. And I did eventually because I've kept getting the help. I went to learn that I needed to take care of myself and learn how to do that. I learned that I had to stop carrying around this dead little body of a girl, which was me hurting so bad. And that if I didn't do something about this, indeed I would die. And that wasn't going to be fair to my children. And so for my children, for myself, I fought to revolutionize my life, to throw that in there for you. And that is the gift I've given my children as they've watched me overcome and, change my life and, deal with the traumas. Until we deal with the traumas, we're not going to be free of them. And so now your work is actually helping women as you continue to help yourself because you're fresh in your stages of coming to this. And in the work that we did there, this is what's in my work, everyone. I am a different type of entrepreneurial coach, consultant. Like I'm going to come to the spiritual side of things. I'm going to come to the trauma side because the business actually is really easy. When you deal with the trauma points, that's what's showing up in your day to day. So you got to get to those roots so that you can reset the playground of the day because it's actually in those roots. And I mean, I had you do some trauma work. I had you starting to expose. You can't come around me and not possibly get triggered. But triggered in a good way, right? And so now, and it really has been a true joy to watch you evolve, especially opening up to your story, which I'm hands down a big believer. Listen, my story is powerful. Your story is powerful. Listeners, you have a story that's out there that is powerful, and I encourage you to share it. That's where our purpose is, right? The answer to homeless, guess what? It's a person who was homeless. The answer to molestation, ta-da, she's right here to help fight and advocate for victims, right? Beatings, well, I'm here too, right? You name it, I'm about here for it, right? I've become the poster child just like you have. And so tell us more about the work you currently do helping those who are trauma victims. And this isn't easy work helping trauma victims either. Right.
No, it's definitely not easy work, and I do feel like my capacity to hold space for the women that I'm working with really comes from the capacity that I've been able to hold for myself, how I've been able to
Yes.
hold space for myself and be able to go to those really dark, painful, uncomfortable places. Now that I've gone there and I continue to go there as needed, I'm less afraid of the pain and less afraid of the heaviness and less afraid of the hurt. I do feel like our capacity to experience joy and peace and connection and love and beauty is directly connected to how deeply we can feel our pain.
Yes.
And yeah, so
Yeah.
I feel like that's what's really given me the the ability to do this work. And in my studies, as I was I hosted women's retreats for a few years, and I do that. I'm gonna be hosting one this year and maybe one annually, getting away from hosting multiple year. But during those retreats, we were working with psilocybin or mushrooms, and I was seeing all sorts of things pop up with the women who were coming, and I started getting really curious about something that I was maybe missing in the equation. And through synchronicity and through guidance of the universe, I just fell into a trauma-informed container. I didn't even really seek it out. Someone had kind of planted a seed and mentioned, you might want to consider doing some trauma-informed work. And I was like, oh, okay. And then 6 months later, I was in the first training that I did with a woman named Atira Tam. It was a somatic integration practitioner training program. And that was my first dip into the trauma world. And once I got that education and that understanding of what trauma is, how it's created, how it affects the nervous system, I tell you, my world really opened up. And something in me really awoken. It made me realize, as I've been supporting women over the years with behavior change and feeling more confident and empowering themselves, to me, it was so clear that like at the root of all of our problems, I believe is truly unprocessed trauma, whether
Absolutely.
health ailments or procrastination or anger or I mean, there's even new research coming out saying that autism and ADHD are connected to trauma. And so to me, if I'm not supporting women doing this fundamental work, then I don't know what I'm doing. And so I think that really allows me to continue showing up and doing this work because I understand how important it is and how much it can change everything when we start to understand it and when we start to do the work to heal it and create a new story.
100%. You know, that is my life's work. You had heard me talk about it before, the body, the mind, the brain, the effects on the brain. I have a trauma awareness training that I'm very, very proud of now that I've been able to begin to deliver. Of course, trauma is in everything. I can remember when I first started teaching, my students were like, if she says one more thing about trauma, and I'd be like, yes, you throw it up now while you're in my presence, get it up now. And they realized they love it. You know, it was so interesting is my students this semester, because I've taught them how to tap, and I did a whole thing on the brain and the nervous system and the organs in our body and health. And I went there with them and I taught them how to tap. And I love tapping. If you guys don't know what tapping is, we want you to research tapping, right? It is a way to process your emotions. It's a way to calm your anxiety. And I just have them simply tap the wrist. The wrist is the go-to for me because it's just easy to get to. But there's all kinds of places that you can tap. But this is me tapping now, everyone, on the backside of my hand as I hold a fist, right? There's different ways to tap, but they came back in their feedback to me. Thank you so much for teaching us tapping and talking about trauma. And I tell people, even the group last night, I said, the reason why I hover around trauma so much is because it is the root. If you don't deal with the root, you're going to continue to masquerade in today's world as if it was something else when it's really that root. I'm a big believer we don't deal with the root enough. And 90% of our health conditions are because of trauma. The other 10 is the food and the chemicals we consume. That is really what it is. Dr. Nadine Birx, I love her work. She's our San Francisco general, and she has amazing studies on it and work on it. And I'm reading a new book right now, among others. You know me, I've got 1,000 books going. But Dr. Anita, she has a book called The Garden Within, and she's a neuroscientist, and she's tied it together of our nervous system and our brain and everything. And it's really important, everyone, that we really get to this, because if you truly want to live in freedom, which, mind you, freedom comes in pieces, you can. And it's okay to wait for the piece of puzzle that shows up. Today, I believe you all are receiving a piece of puzzle by her being here as my guest today and sharing this knowledge, listening to us, hearing these things. But this is an encouragement and a call out. If you're hurting and you need somebody, she's available. Before we close out here in a little bit, I'm going to drop her information in the transcript so she'll always be able to connect with her and get it. But you need to reach out to somebody. You need to have somebody. How important is it to have somebody? How important was it, not to brag on me, but you didn't just have me. You had me, and then you had other people. Like, talk about the importance. I think we miss out on really getting help and feeling like not just getting help, we deserve help. We're worthy of help. How important is that? Was that for you in your journey? And
It's everything. We're not meant to walk this journey alone. And a lot of times when trauma does happen, it happens because we had to go through what we were going through by ourselves. And so just having someone there for us, someone who can hold space for us, who can really honor and have compassion and empathy and understanding for where we're at, biologically makes a huge difference in the way that we're able to cope and handle and deal with the challenges of our lives. And it takes a village. I still have a whole team of people. I have a somatic therapist, and I have a couple business consultants, and I have an acupuncturist, and I have my breath work classes that I go to. I mean, I have a whole team.
Of Earth Angels. That
We
is what they are, and that is what we are.
can't.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is important. And that's also what you offer as being an earth angel, is that support for somebody in the work you do. And it's very rewarding, is it not?
It's very, yeah, very, very, very rewarding. Yeah, I have just such a full heart every day, and it's just such an honor to witness the women that I work with, witnessing their transformations and their journeys. And you know, as much as they learn from me, I learn from them too. Just the other day, I had a really great session with a client, and she shared just some of the most profound wisdom at the end of her session. I was just like, wow, it's really, really, really special.
Yes, that is that beautiful halo that dances around practitioner and client practitioner as one essence in the moment of now together, is that beautiful halo that dances around us. And I love that, because students, I'd say all the time, you see my students teach me so many things and show me so many things. So listen, entrepreneurship is not for the faint of hearts. Tell people a little bit how the entrepreneurial journey, like admin, operations, scheduling, like really the real nitty. That was the practice. That's the work. But I put this out there. This was yesterday too, in typing up their notes. I was like, there's business hours and then there's business hours outside of business hours. So talk about that entrepreneurial side of the work you're doing and how that journey's been.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not an easy one. And I always, you know, I tell people, and I do believe we all have the infinite potential within us to do whatever it is that our heart desires.
Absolutely.
And I do feel like entrepreneurship is very glamorized, especially, you know, on social media these days. And
Yes.
I think anyone can just be like, oh, I can just start my own business and just jump in and boom, boom, boom. And the truth is, it's not always easier. You know, I didn't choose this path because it was easier. It's actually a lot harder. It's just easier on my spirit and on my heart and on my soul, because I'm doing work that I want to do.
So
It
sweet.
comes with a cost, though. I give up a lot. I give up a lot of, you know, weekends and you know, time with friends so that I can study and do the admin. You know, just this weekend alone, I have, you know, a big launch that I'm getting ready for. And, you know, I'm working part-time right now, also doing work that I love, just to keep the consistent income flowing in. And I'm having to really make sure that I have time to keep the business going and to keep the business growing and flowing. And it takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Time was a big thing they asked me about last night when I was doing live coaching. And I was like, this is right on. I can always tell. I love alignment, and I just love knowing that, you know, I'm right here saying exactly what I should be in. That is, I give all glory to God, because that is exactly what that is. I surrender and just say, okay, take me as, let's go. Okay. But it's time. That's, again, you know, time management, project management. It was a big topic last night. How do I manage time? And I tell people, trauma, you need to understand
Yes.
your relationship with time, baby. It's trauma. Are you a yes person?
Yep.
Do you say yes to everybody because you're a people pleaser, because you
Yep.
want people to love you, because you don't know that you have rights to no, that no is a complete sentence, that you have right to be told no, and you have right to say no. See, when your no is stolen, like mine was at 3 years old, because I was molested starting at three, I didn't know I had a right to no when I got a little bit older, and you wanted to take my money, or you wanted to use my car, or you wanted me to take you there and do this. And now my time is dwindling away that was meant for me. And because I did not know how to say no, because I'm a people pleaser, because I'm a yes woman, right? Oh, I learned very quickly after lots of deep healing that no was a complete sentence, and I had rights to it, that my boundaries are to protect me, not to offend anyone. We talked about the boundaries last night. And so time management is definitely one of the things that is very, very important in entrepreneurship. I said this the other day too. I was like, I am one to stay away from working 40 hours. I will avoid it like the plague just to work 80 for myself. You guys will catch that around the
I hear
corner.
that.
Listen, you guys will catch that around the corner. But you know, I mean, I really will. I will avoid working 40 hours to work 80 for myself. And it is because we do, especially in the early stages, everyone with entrepreneurship, you need to understand you have to put in a lot of hours. I'm 22 years in now. You know, you're actually many years in now, if we really reflect back, and it does begin to get easier. And you need to actually intentionally know you are building a labor of ease, that surrender is okay. And I think what I have seen you evolve the most in is surrendering and softening and trusting, right? And that is the power I want all of you to receive. See, it is night to day, not day to night. Pay attention, everyone. We sleep in the night, and what we need for the day is being done in the night if we surrender to it. All we have to do is get up in the morning and walk in what's already been done. The steps are already ordered. It is the softening and believing in the system of success that resides in the now of the earth and the time variance that we have here, this dimension that we have, and learning that there is multiple dimensions and they work on our behalf, right? Again, I give all mine to God, and knowing, right? I don't keep softening, keep surrendering. Oh, and it's scary to surrender, especially if you have a trauma background. Because as you've heard me say before, everyone, right? When you were still, you got hurt. Yeah. They vomited over you. They raped you. They molested you. They beat you. So you don't be still. You don't surrender. You don't be vulnerable. But this is important, the vulnerability. You've become more and more vulnerable over the years.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had to be able to walk my talk.
To be what you say you are.
Exactly.
Because you truly are. Because people can smell fake. You can only fake it for so long.
Totally. Yeah. And I feel like, you know, in my early years, there was a lot of faking it. Yeah. And I feel like now I've really settled into my authenticity. And a lot of that was doing my own work around the shame that I had from the way I was living my life.
What is the big vision? What do you see? Where's that big vision? What's next? What's up for you next? Do you think, like,
yeah,
where are
so
we going?
Right now I'm working on a course, a trauma recovery course, intended to be a starting point for women specifically who are wanting to do this work. Just today I received a message from a woman who's now realizing, you know, her feelings of anxiousness and helplessness and depression is really coming from her trauma. And now she's at a point where she's ready to start dealing with it and ready to start processing it. So I'm creating this course. I'm running a beta group right now. And I see a couple more courses down the line. So I will trust the timing of when those all come out. But really, education is really important to me. And it's something that's made a really big difference for me. It's something that I feel very passionate about. So weaving that into my business. And then, of course, so working one-on-one with clients, I love doing that. And I offer breath work and somatic experiencing right now. And as the years go by, I would love to be able to offer other things. Yeah. So once I get my license to do art therapy and counseling, I'll be weaving in all of those other things too. Yeah.
That is fantastic. When do you graduate?
You know, it's going to be a while. Yeah. The program's going to be about 4 or 5 years. So
okay.
The long
okay.
road.
That's
yeah.
okay. Hey, that's it. That's, I love it though. I am a lifelong learner.
Yeah.
I teach people, you know, I'm a big person about keep going. I mean, like, keep, just pick up another class after it. Like, I'm just, I don't think we can gobble up enough knowledge, you know? It's the same thing I feel about. I don't think we could travel enough. There's so many places in the world to go see, you know, that I wish we could get it all in. But I love where the coursework is going. I think it's very important. The art therapy piece, I swear by art therapy. I swear by EMDR. I swear by brain spotting. I swear by Santre. It is what has helped transform my life. We do have a trauma body. It is very real. You know, you've seen it, the ones that I share out. And again, I still share that in my work. I show people what the different pieces in the body and what they mean. And there is a lot to that. You know, The Body Keeps Score is an amazing book. If you haven't read it,
You know, you might want to listen to it because it's a heavy read. But it is a very informative book, and there's a lot out there to be said about us really empowering ourselves in the knowledge of what really the roots are, ripping those roots out. And roots are not easily removed. You can actually look at, there's still some trees around that fell from our storms. And the one thing that's left there is the roots.
Wow.
They're, you know, they have difficulty pulling those roots out. They were able to cut all the tree back. But
wow.
To take the work to pull the root out, you know, it is a lot of work. It is the one thing I think about because, and you're going to the same acupuncturist that you shared with me.
Yes.
She's amazing. Shout out to her. Listen, I went to her and I tried to get this whole hip together and I tried and tried and she's amazing. I had some amazing experiences, some healing moments there into my own trauma background, you guys. And I tried for this hip because I didn't want to lose my hip. I was mad. I knew the root was that I was sexually abused and my grandfather would come at my right side. It happened to be my right. No, it is because that's where the trauma was excluding out of, you know, coming out. And that's where the arthritis was. And it ate away the cartilage.
Wow.
And I was very upset. I was like, I'm not losing a body part. It was not my fault.
Yeah.
And I fought and I tried and I tried and I tried, but I had to be cut. But if I would not have done the 14 years of cutting and digging, of the subconscious and the conscious digging I did in 14 years of in-depth trauma therapy, it wouldn't have mattered if that root was cut out because the spiritual root of it would have stayed. Because of the conscious root, the subconscious root would have stayed because I didn't do the work. But because I did the work, and because then the next thing to get it out of my body was surgery had to take place. The root had to be cut out.
Yeah.
And that is what had to be done. I promise you, I woke up and I was like, that is out of my body. That is, I can tell it is out of my body. I feel so much different with the root being out. And it was a very big lingering piece that I think kept pulling me back, the root, because the root is almost like a slingshot handle.
Yep.
That you, it just snapped a boomerang and you just, but now the root's gone and I can tell the difference. So I encourage you all into doing the work of the root. And when her courses come out, you know, and this isn't to negate going to clinical practitioners. Those are very important with your life coaches, with your therapy coaches, things like that. They actually work as a team. Like we were talking about earlier, it's important to have your earth angels around you, your team. You are worthy and supportive of a team. I'm really excited for your future. I'm really excited for, you know, the continuation of your evolution, to watch you evolve more and more. And I love how you take care of yourself.
Thank you. Yeah.
You really take good care of yourself and you have really come a long way. Listen, I tell the listeners any last thing you want to tell them before we get out of here. Tell them any last thing, something that they should remember, entrepreneurship, trauma, anything you want to leave them as we get to close out, tell them.
Yeah, the one thing that's coming through for me is this, having this awareness of what trauma actually is. I think sometimes people might look at their own histories and, you know, maybe they didn't have some of the big T experiences and they might write off the things that have happened to them in the past. But for my own journey specifically, I came from a lot of emotional neglect. You know, I wasn't abused. I was fed, I was clothed, but I was very emotionally neglected. And I didn't realize until I did my trauma-informed training that that is a form of trauma. And so, yeah, I guess that's what I'm feeling called to leave people here with today, is to really have an understanding of what it is and how even the little things that may not seem like a big deal can really be a big deal to our bodies.
Absolutely. I always say, big T, little T, I don't care where you fall. Trauma is trauma, baby. And each person also holds their trauma differently,
yes.
Process their trauma differently.
Yes.
And not everyone has a trauma story because statistically speaking, one out of every four girls, one out of every five boys, well, then that means there's four or five other, you see? So we know that, but there are those little traumas that we have not really paid attention to because we think that's not like me getting raped or no,
yep.
But it is still an effect on your body. This is your life. You get to honor what happens to you. And listen, if we have made it this far and you were born before 2020 and you went through 2020 and 2021 and 2022 and 2023 almost tried to act up, but I promise you, I told you we were going to get past this and we were going to soar from 2023 to 2030. You were going to begin to see an increase. Well, it's like the roaring 20s of our decade is what I used to say. And it's coming more and more, but we are still dealing with the lingering sting of the pandemic. Absolutely. Being captive, being in abusive relationships, feeling unworthy, being scared for our lives. Everything that was in that holding tank still is lingering in us today as we go out and begin to function, quote unquote, again. So right. Taking care of yourself is so important, everyone. Making sure that you respect your T, whatever it is, little T, big T, Tasha T right here, Professor P is telling you to respect it. Reva, I'm so proud of you. Your information is going to be linked in the transcripts, everyone, along with her bio. And this is how you do it. This is how you take trauma and tragedy and turn it into triumph. Reba, thank you so much for being with us today. We truly appreciate it. Everyone, until next time, be encouraged. Thanks, everyone, for listening today. I hope you received a lot out of that episode and are feeling energized and ready for whatever lies ahead. If you did enjoy it, I'd appreciate it if you'd share it out. Thank you in advance for doing so. Please also connect with me on social media, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Natasha M. Palumbo. And until next time, be encouraged, be empowered, and as always, be well.